Right now, we're getting up to speed on a new trend, slow reading. You may have heard about a return to more time-consuming arts, slow food, or the maker movement, whose members invest time in creating stuff by hand.
The new slow reading movement wants to do reading the old-fashioned way, without distraction, with a goal of comprehension and total immersion before the age of smartphones and hyperlinks and social media alerts.
Jeannie Whalen joins us now. She's Deputy Bureau Chief of Health and Science at the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to Central Time.
Hello.
So where did this idea for slow reading clubs come from?
So the idea started with some academics and writers who've written books about the virtues of slow reading, which doesn't actually mean reading at a slow pace. It more means, just actually focusing on your reading and not getting interrupted by email and cell phones and the like. So some writers and some academics started writing about this several years back about our need to return to that sort of reading and the benefits of it. And now some reading groups have cropped up that also kind of embrace the idea.
So tell us about these groups. What happens at a slow reading club?
So they turn up, and instead of discussing a book, they will just sit down and all read together in silence for about an hour. That's kind of how it works. And the point of it isn't to talk about literature, but actually just to put aside some time to actually devote to reading without getting distracted by email and Twitter and the like.
Did you go to one of these things?
I didn't, no. I talked to some people, though, who ran them in Wellington, New Zealand, and in Brooklyn, and in Seattle. And they all described something similar, which is just that they felt that life had become too hectic, and they had lost some of the reading skills that they used to really enjoy. And they just wanted to kind of reclaim them and had set up these groups where you come and you switch off your cell phones and sometimes they have some classical music playing and, you know, beer or wine, and you just sit down and read.
Now, a lot of people just anecdotally have noticed that it seems to be getting harder to really sink into a long piece of writing, whether it's a novel or a long magazine feature. Is there evidence to back that up, that people busy on their devices might actually be losing that old school skill of really reading a book carefully?
Yeah, so there is some evidence that when we read online, for instance, we don't comprehend as much. So there's some evidence to show that when we read text that's peppered with a lot of links, with a lot of hyperlinks, our comprehension of the information is worse than if we had just read plain text. There's also some research showing that if we read multimedia presentations where there's lots of audio and whizzing pictures and blinking lights, that, again, our comprehension is lower than if we had just read a plain piece of text.
And scientists have also found, it sounds like, the way we read has really changed from, you know, the standard reading from left to right to, you know, kind of a weird F pattern. What's happening there?
That's right. So some researchers measured the eye movements of people who were reading on web pages and found that instead of just reading left to right like we used to do, we skip around a lot in a kind of wild hunting pattern now, looking for keywords, and that when they kind of attached cameras to their eye movements, they saw that the people read all the way across the top line of text on a web page, but with each subsequent line, they would read only to the middle of the page until eventually toward the bottom of the page, they were just skimming straight down the left side of the page toward the bottom of the screen. So kind of progressively looking at less and less of the text as they went down the screen, in sort of an F pattern, like the letter F.
So is there any evidence that reading like that is harder on our brains?
Harder on our brains. I think the evidence that I cited earlier about how we just seem to comprehend and retain less when we read online is sort of the main point. The internet has been really useful for all of us to kind of hunt around and find new information quickly. But when it comes to reading something long and complex and retaining it and kind of analyzing it, it seems not as well suited for that as a book would be. And some research has shown that actually students still prefer to read textbooks when they are trying to absorb something complicated than trying to read it online.
Besides pleasure, what are some of the benefits of reading slowly and carefully?
So the people who do it say that they feel, you know, a sense of calm, that it reduces stress, it helps them concentrate more, it improves their vocabulary and their ability to write, even improves their listening skills. So, I guess the main benefit that I heard many people citing was just that it brought them a sense of calm and kind of slowed down their breathing and their pace of life for an hour or two.
Is there any correlation, though, between reading a lot, maybe in the younger years, and good outcomes later in life?
There are. There has been some research showing, and this, you know, won't be surprising to anyone, that children who have stronger reading skills in first grade tend to have better academic achievements in the 11th grade. So that's just a correlation. It's not causation, but it does suggest that, you know, good reading skills can contribute to better outcomes for students down the road.
Now, for someone who's hearing this and thinks, yeah, this kind of sounds like me, I do have trouble concentrating on longer books, what's some advice for being able to return to slow reading, careful reading?
So some of the advice that I heard most often was, obviously switch off your phone or even leave it in another room, switch off your computer, leave it in another room, or leave it at home and go somewhere where you're not going to be distracted by your technology. Dedicate at least an hour to the reading if you can, and maybe try to schedule it as you would exercise time so that you don't, you know, forget about it or back out on it. And then some people also did say that reading paper books might be better than ebooks, because with a novel, like a paper printed novel, you kind of tend to see it sitting around your house more often, and it's a good reminder to read. Although plenty of people said that reading on an ebook is just as good as long as you are really focusing on your reading and not getting interrupted by Facebook and the like.
So we're supposed to set aside a block of time, right? Something like 45 minutes, an hour. Do most people have that much time to read anymore?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like probably not, right? Because we're all busy. But I guess the point is you really have to make the time as you would for anything else important, like exercise or spending time with your family and that sort of thing.
Now, these slow reading clubs have been cropping up. You said Wellington, New Zealand is one that's on the vanguard. There is one in Minneapolis, Boston, Seattle. Is there evidence that this is kind of catching on?
You know, those are the ones that I came across, and I since then have gotten lots of emails from people asking me, you know, how do I set up a club like this of my own, or how do I find a group in my hometown? I know the woman I interviewed from New Zealand said that she's been inundated with requests from people wanting her to help them set up slow reading clubs. So I think certainly it is catching on, yes.
Well, Jeannie, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Jeannie Whalen, Deputy Bureau Chief of Health and Science at the Wall Street Journal. She's been talking about the rise of slow reading, catching on in clubs across the world, really, and an indication that people seem to want to go back to being able to concentrate and really sink into a book. We're talking about the rise of the slow reading movement and slow reading clubs. It's a response to the worry that people are reading books less, and there is some evidence to back that up. And also that when we do sit down with a book, that we're really not able to concentrate the way we may have done before the advent of smartphones and email and digital distractions. And we're wondering what you think about this.
You can call in now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Do you have trouble concentrating on a serious read or a fun read for that matter? Are we just too distracted to sit down and take the time and really get absorbed in what we're reading? And would you schedule time? Do you schedule time to read? And would you read in a room full of other people like these slow reading clubs are doing? You can call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Go right to our callers. We've got Kelly on the line in Ashland. Kelly, hi.
Hi.
So what's your story?
So I actually just moved to Wisconsin about a month ago.
Welcome.
And yeah, we're glad to be here. And in the time, it took us a little while to figure out a new internet provider. It took about 2 weeks, and we actually realized in those 2 weeks of not having internet at our house that we were reading so much that we've actually decided not to get internet at our own house. Yeah, we couldn't believe how much time apparently we've been wasting on Netflix and Facebook and Twitter, and I mean, I love all those things, but We've also now been reading about a novel a week, a piece, which wow. we haven't done in years.
Do you feel like you're enjoying life, apart from being in Wisconsin, of course, do you feel like you're enjoying life more now that you're reading so much?
Yeah, because it's like having a friend in a new place where we don't have a lot of friends yet, like getting into these novels so deeply. We're discussing the characters, we're exchanging books, so we temporarily have new friends here.
Kelly, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. What's your latest novel, Kelly, before you go?
Oh, I just read The Master Butcher's Singing Club by Louise Erdich.
Okay.
Really good.
Well, and enjoy your future reading, Kelly. That's, you know, we were just talking about that earlier today, mm-hmm. Veronica. Like, I love reading, and then sometimes I'll just be sitting and looking at things on the internet, and then I'll suddenly think, that was like 40 minutes that I could have been reading something that advance the human race not at all by what I just spent that time doing.
Or yourself.
Or, well, myself.
Right, yeah. And I had an experience where I sat down to read one of my favorite books, and it's a trilogy, and I petered out after the first book, and I'm still appalled, and I'm thinking of trying the slow reading thing. I don't know if right. I do it in a club, but I think it's worth investigating for me.
Spoiler alert, The Hobbit wins.
it was the Lord of the Rings.
I knew it.
All right. Anyway, you know too much, Rob Ferret. Okay. Thanks to Kelly, and on to Larry in New Berlin. Hey, Larry.
Hi. Interesting conversation. Interesting topic. I think, you know, in terms of reading for fun, there was that recent article about Eminem and Beethoven using essentially stimulating in the same way the same parts of the brain, which was kind of astounding. So I imagine that if people want to read for fun or listen to Eminem and stimulate their brains, that's a wonderful thing. But the pattern that you were talking about in terms of seeking behavior seems very goal-oriented, and I think people may have gotten much more efficient about getting information. And from what I understand, if your brain is actively focused on seeking information, it also takes in peripheral information and records it much better.
Hmm.
That's old reading research. I don't know if maybe it's been supplanted by new reading research. Those things happen. But it seems to me like there's a lot that's healthy. Now, the distractions you talked about are the blinking lights and the ads popping up and stuff. Are bound to reduce concentration. And if you have somebody with attention deficit, they can get lost in the links and forget what they were looking for. But, you know, there's a lot that's positive about this, that everybody is reading with the internet. And that's not something you could have said 20 years before the internet.
Right, that's everyone is reading. We might not be reading War and Peace, but people are reading more. So do you think overall it's a net gain?
I think it's definitely a net gain. I'm not sure. I mean, Tolstoy's concept of people being collective and mutualistic and stuff like that is certainly something our society could use right now. But in general, I don't know that literary writing is more than a class difference from many of the wonderful things being promoted on television shows, actually.
Gotcha, Larry. Some interesting points there. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling.
Back to our callers now with Rebecca in Cascade. Rebecca, hi.
Hi. I have to say my family has not had TV for 10 years, and I know a lot of people think that's really strange. And it did take a period of adjustment because I was not raised that way at all. Opposite, in fact. But we read. That you find so much more to life than watching garbage.
So was there a revolt in your family when the TV first went away? Did it take time?
Yeah. It not a revolt like, I hate you, but a revolt like, what are we supposed to do? I'm so bored. But kids adapt, and kids find other things to do, productive things to do. They start painting and exploring and playing and actually talking to us.
That's great.
And go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, that's great. Rebecca, glad you're spending your time with the reading and painting, things like that. It's a big move, though. I'm not sure everybody's ready, Veronica, to ditch the TV set just yet.
We went without TV for a while, and we switched providers, and I don't know. I got to say, I did miss it. I don't know if I read anymore or not.
I think it's like you have to go a long time and break through that initial dependency
or
something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for that call, Rebecca. And we're going to go next to Maria in Oconomowoc. And by the way, you can join our conversation at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What do you think? Are we losing our capacity to really sink into a good long book, concentrate on it, understand it, and immerse ourselves? Or do you think, you know, we are reading more overall? We're just reading online, we're reading shorter stuff, and that's worth something too. What do you think? And what do you consider to be the benefits of reading? 800-642-1234. Hi, Maria.
Hi there. I just wanted to say that I love reading. I've been a reader my whole life, and I have lots of things that I do that help me to continue to be a reader. And I write down every book that I read. When I finish it, I log it. So I know that I've read 77 books since January 1st, 2013 until today. 77. And I read a variety of books, fiction, nonfiction, books that are 800 pages, books that are 300 pages, you know, just a variety. And I try not to turn the TV on until 7 p.m. So once I get, I mean, I work full time, so, and usually overtime as well. So it's not that I don't work, but I try and read on the weekends, and then in the evenings I try and read until 7. And then I can watch TV and veg, you know, and watch my favorite shows. But I just think this slow movement thing is just a fantastic idea. And we have a little free library in our front yard. So we're all about just books and reading and trying to, you know, hook people up with books. And the other thing that we do is we paper books are, to me, fantastic. I'm a computer junkie. I have the iPhone. I have everything. But I just love the paper books for some reason. They're
and real quick,
favorite.
Maria, before I let you go. So obviously reading is important to you. You carved out a lot of time to read in your daily life. What are the benefits for you?
Well, I think that I know a lot of history and a lot of trivia. I just read a book that was based on World War II. It's going to be a movie this fall, Unbroken. Mm. It's fantastic. And I learned so much from reading that book. I think that I have some patience. I can sit and read quietly for quite a long period of time if I want to. And I can listen to people because I'm not, you know, just having to just have things be quick and choppy. I mean, there are just so many benefits. I'm also very good in English, spelling, all of those things. And I think that's from being hatched a reader as a young kid.
Okay.
I always did very well.
Great. Thank you so much, Maria. She's got so many wonderful thoughts about what reading's done for her and someone who's carved out a lot of time to read.
Yeah, and a lot of quantification there. It's very data-driven reading, too.
77 books.
Yeah. Shelley now is with us in Duluth. Shelley, hi.
Yes, hello. I found the idea of a slow reading club very appealing until she came to the idea of turning on classical music while reading. And I think that's a terrible idea. I can understand a book reading group, and I can understand a classical music listening group, but to run the both of them concurrently would drive me nuts because there's so much to listen to as far as structure and abstract drama in a Mozart or Haydn symphony. And the idea of having that while trying to read is, I think, a bad idea.
Well, you think that defeats the purpose, it sounds like, of concentrated, immersive reading.
For me, not only that would drive me nuts, it would be like someone reciting poetry while I'm trying to read a book.
That is a challenge. Shelley, thank you so much. Happy reading and listening to you, but not at the same time.
Okay, and next we go to Mike in Brookfield. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to echo the comments of the caller that called in and said that maybe that there's really a bit of a class difference as opposed to a qualitative difference. And the comments that have been reflective of positive of reading, you hear things like the crap on TV. And I guess what I would say is it's an election to decide to watch one thing or another thing, and that really maybe achieving a little bit of a balance. Like if you're all you're doing is consuming internet or all you're doing is consuming television, perhaps you want to try to expose yourself to some other areas of information collection. And art, obviously, is available on any of those three mediums. So it's not just information. There's an enormous amount of art that is available to people that would never have been available to people. And that is even more true when you start talking about the masses of people who don't live in the United States.
Gotcha, Mike. Thank you so much for those thoughts. You know, Mike's suggesting that we need a balance of things, and it's healthy to look at it that way, too, instead of just focusing on one of these, which is reading.
Yeah, I like some of this stuff on TV, to be fair. Jennifer on Facebook writes, after working online for 20 years and intensively in social media, I realized a few years ago my concentration span was shot. She writes, once an avid reader of nonfiction and fiction, a couple books a week, I found I hadn't even picked up a novel in months. Now I actively build time into my work schedule to read for an hour at the end of my day and time to read fiction at night. It helped a lot, but it was scary how far I strayed from the full-on reading, not skimming fold. Well, that's pretty inspiring, actually. I definitely catch myself moving over that line to too much skimming things online, not enough immersing myself in really reading.
Great. And it's so interesting to hear from everyone, you know, in a culture that is moving in this direction toward the digital, how people are coping and what they're doing to balance it out. So thank you, everyone, for your calls. We've been talking about the rise of slow reading. There are clubs across the world that are picking up steam where people just get together and read books in silence.
Are you going to scale the Two Towers now?
I don't know. I think I might move on to something else and take another swing later on.
But
I'm definitely going to be reading.